I'm VOA's Steve Miller with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will depart for Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on Sunday for U.S.-Ukraine talks as President Donald Trump pushes to broker a swift end to the Russia-Ukraine war. On Monday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the Gulf Kingdom for a meeting with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Rubio will join U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Trump Special Envoy Steve Witkoff for the Jeddah talks with Ukrainian officials. The U.S.-Ukraine talks will take place 3 weeks after senior U.S. officials met with Russian officials in Riyadh. The announced trip comes after Ukraine's military and Russian war bloggers say the Russian special forces walked inside a gas pipeline to strike Ukrainian units from the rear in the Kursk region. Russian forces are trying to recapture territory in Kursk that was seized by Ukraine last August. Months later, Ukrainian troops in Kursk run the risk of being encircled. A war monitoring group says the death toll from 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and loyalists of ousted President Bashar al-Assad have risen to more than 1,000, including nearly 750 civilians. It's one of the deadliest acts of violence since Syria's conflict began 14 years ago. Syrian leader Ahmed Saraa called for peace on Sunday while speaking at a mosque in Damascus as clashes continued between forces linked to the new Islamist rulers and fighters from Assad's Alawite sect. The government has said that they are responding to attacks from remnants of Assad's forces and blamed individual actions for the rampant violence. A funeral was held on Saturdays in Syria's Idlib province to mourn security members who were killed. This is VOA News. Palestinians in Gaza's Khan Yunis said on Sunday that shortages of necessities are worsening after Israel blocked aid from entering the enclave. This resident tells the Reuters news agency that people can only receive one bag of bread and the people of Gaza are in crisis and need aid. Israel has imposed a total blockade on all goods entering the enclave, demanding that U.S.-designated terror group Hamas free the remaining 59 hostages it holds. Israel says it will send a delegation to Qatar on Monday in an effort to advance the negotiations around the ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas reports positive signals in talks with Egyptian and Qatari mediators on starting negotiations on the truce's delayed second phase. North Korea has unveiled for the first time what it claims is a nuclear-powered submarine under construction. It's a weapon system that can pose a major security threat to South Korea and the U.S. Moon Kun-shik, a South Korean submarine expert who teaches at Seoul's Hanyang University, says the naval vessel appears to be either a 6,000 or 7,000-ton class vehicle, one which could carry about 10 missiles. Moon says the use of the term the strategic guided missiles meant it would carry nuclear-capable weapons. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson Brian Hughes says that Washington is aware of the claims but did not have any additional information to provide, adding that the U.S. is committed to the complete denuclearization of North Korea. Hundreds of thousands of people in Australia were without power on Sunday after ex-tropical cyclone Alfred brought damaging winds and heavy rains, sparking flood warnings, with at least one person confirmed dead. Chris Minns is the New South Wales Premier.
I want to make it clear that we're not out of the woods yet.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese added that the situation in Queensland and northern New South Wales remains very serious due to flash flooding and heavy winds. More than 300,000 people were without power in Queensland's southeast, where the Gold Coast city was the worst hit area, with more than 110,000 people being without power due to the storm. The United Nations Humanitarian Agency says escalating attacks have targeted hospitals and other civilian infrastructure in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo during an ongoing anti-government assault by the M23 armed rebel group. Security in Goma is threatened by a resurgence of criminal acts, including burglaring homes, thefts, and attacks, the agency said, adding that hospitals and schools had also been forced to close in other areas. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.